一、听句子，选择适当的应答语。每个句子读两遍。
1. Be careful with the knife. Be careful with the knife.
2. Peter, don't play with the matches. Peter, don't play with the matches.
3. What should I do when I stay at home alone? What should I do when I stay at home alone?
4. How do you feel about riding a skateboard? How do you feel about riding a skateboard?
5. Thank you for telling me how to keep safe. Thank you for telling me how to keep safe.
二，听五段对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面五个小题。
6. Must we put on the strange glasses?
Yes, the light is bad for our eyes.
6. Must we put on the strange glasses?
Yes, the light is bad for our eyes.
7. Why is that boy lying on the ground?
Because he hurts his legs.
7. Why is that boy lying on the ground?
Because he hurts his legs.
8. There must be something wrong with my eyes.
You spent too much time in front of the TV. Go out with your friends.
8. There must be something wrong with my eyes.
You spent too much time in front of the TV. Go out with your friends. 9. A car hit me on the way to school and my left leg hurt yesterday.
Sorry to hear that. You should be careful when you ride a bike.
9. A car hit me on the way to school and my left leg hurt yesterday.
Sorry to hear that. You should be careful when you ride a bike.
10. Miss Wang, what should we do when the earthquake happens?
We should stay calm first.
10. Miss Wang, what should we do when the earthquake happens?
We should stay calm first.
3. 听两段长对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听每段对话前，你将有10秒钟的时间阅读对应的三个小题。听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
It's so hot today.
Yes. The radio says the temperature is 38 degrees.
Playing in the water sounds really cool. Shall we go swimming in the river?
No, no. The teacher says it is not safe for children to swim in the river.
Okay. Let's go to the swimming pool.
Sounds great. We'd better ask our parents to go together.
It's so hot today.
Yes, the radio says the temperature is 38 degrees.
Playing in the water sounds really cool. Shall we go swimming in the river?
No, no. The teacher says it is not safe for children to swim in the river.
Okay. Let's go to the swimming pool.
Sounds great. We'd better ask our parents to go together.
I'd like to make an appointment with the doctor, please.
Okay. How about the day after tomorrow, on Wednesday at 4 o'clock p.m.?
Do you happen to have an opening in the morning?
How about tomorrow at 8 o'clock a.m. or Thursday at 8:15 a.m.?
Do you have anything earlier?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, in that case, tomorrow would be fine.
What's the purpose of your visit?
Well, to tell you the truth, I fell from a ladder 2 days ago while painting my house, and my right foot landed in a can and it was badly hurt. I'd like to make an appointment with the doctor, please.
Okay. How about the day after tomorrow, on Wednesday at 4 o'clock p.m.?
Do you happen to have an opening in the morning?
How about tomorrow at 8 o'clock a.m. or Thursday at 8:15 a.m.?
Do you have anything earlier?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, in that case, tomorrow would be fine.
What's the purpose of your visit?
Well, to tell you the truth, I fell from a ladder 2 days ago while painting my house, and my right foot landed in a can and it was badly hurt. It's Sunday afternoon. There is a basketball game between Class 1 and Class 2 on the playground. Many students are watching it. Look! Mike is passing the ball to Wu Fan. Wu Fan gets the ball and throws it into Class 2's basket. He scores 3 points. Now John has the ball and he is passing it to Zhang Pang. Oh, bad luck. The ball hits Zhang Peng's face. Zhang Peng's nose is hurt. He has to stop playing. Soon Mr. Brown, their PE teacher, takes him to the hospital. Playing basketball is interesting, but we have to be careful. It's Sunday afternoon. There is a basketball game between Class 1 and Class 2 on the playground. Many students are watching it. Look! Mike is passing the ball to Wu Fan. Wu Fan gets the ball and throws it into Class 2's basket. He scores 3 points. Now John has the ball and he is passing it to Zhang Pang. Oh, bad luck! The ball hits Zhang Peng's face. Zhang Peng's nose is hurt. He has to stop playing. Soon Mr. Brown, their PE teacher, takes him to the hospital. Playing basketball is interesting, but we have to be careful.
Wu,听短文。 填表格，根据短文内容，写出下面表格中所缺信息，每空一词。短文读三遍，你将有20秒钟的时间阅读表格内容。As
teenagers, we should learn to keep safe. Here are some easy tips. First, keep parents' numbers. Remember your parents' phone numbers and call them if something is wrong. Second, follow rules. Listen to the teacher and stay in school grounds if necessary. Third, walk with friends. Never walk alone, especially in quiet places. Fourth, be safe on roads. Follow the traffic rules. Stop at corners and watch around you. Follow these steps and remember, if you feel unsafe, talk to grown-ups. They can help you. As teenagers, we should learn to keep safe. Here are some easy tips. First, keep parents' numbers. Remember your parents' phone numbers and call them if something is wrong. Second, follow rules. Listen to the teacher and stay in school grounds if necessary. Third, walk with friends. Never walk alone, especially in quiet places. Fourth, be safe on roads. Follow the traffic rules. Stop at corners and watch around you. Follow these steps and remember, if you feel unsafe, talk to grown-ups. They can help you. As teenagers, we should learn to keep safe. Here are some easy tips. First, keep parents' numbers. Remember your parents' phone numbers and call them if something is wrong. Second, follow rules. Listen to the teacher and stay in school grounds if necessary. Third, walk with friends. Never walk alone, especially in quiet places. Fourth, be safe on roads. Follow the traffic rules. Stop at corners and watch around you. Follow these steps and remember, if you feel unsafe, talk to grown-ups. They can help you.
One. Remember to wear a helmet when driving. Remember to wear a helmet when driving.
Two. Can you show me how to use the gas stove? Can you show me how to use the gas stove?
3. A car hit John yesterday on the way to school. A car hit John yesterday on the way to school.
4. Children, don't jump from the high ladders. Children, don't jump from the high ladders.
5. Judy looked terrible. What happened to her? Judy looked terrible. What happened to her?
二，听五段对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍，你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面五个小题。
6. When did the big fire happen?
Last night. Most people were sleeping at that time.
6. When did the big fire happen?
Last night. Most people were sleeping at that time.
7. Did you hear the news?
What was it?
There was an earthquake in a town among the mountains. Over 10 people died. 7. Did you hear the news?
What was it?
There was an earthquake in a town among the mountains. Over 10 people died. 8. A terrible car accident happened in our city yesterday. 3 people lost their lives.
Oh, that's really bad. So it's important for drivers to drive their cars carefully.
8. A terrible car accident happened in our city yesterday. 3 people lost their lives.
Oh, that's really bad. So it's important for drivers to drive their cars carefully. 9. What's wrong with your leg? You bandaged it.
The other day I was walking on the street when a ball flew out of the window.
9. What's wrong with your leg? You bandaged it.
The other day I was walking on the street when a ball flew out of the window. 10. When an earthquake happens, we should stay away from tall furniture.
I agree. Or something will fall and hurt us.
10. When an earthquake happens, we should stay away from tall furniture.
I agree. Or something will fall and hurt us.
3. 听两段长对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听每段对话前，你将有10秒钟的时间阅读对应的3个小题。听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
What a heavy rain.
Yes. I didn't expect that.
There's only 10 minutes to go. We may be late for the movie.
But the rain makes our driving so hard. I have to make sure we are safe.
Yeah, we have to. Oh, look at that old man on the roadside.
Oh, he's lying on the ground. Let's stop to see what's wrong.
Oh, he fell and hurt his leg.
So, what should we do? Shall we lift him up?
Better not.
Why not?
We may hurt him again. Let's call 120 for help.
Okay. That's a good idea.
What a heavy rain.
Yes. I didn't expect that.
There's only 10 minutes to go. We may be late for the movie.
But the rain makes our driving so hard. I have to make sure we are safe.
Yeah, we have to. Oh, look at that old man on the roadside.
Oh, he's lying on the ground. Let's stop to see what's wrong.
Oh, he fell and hurt his leg.
So, what should we do? Shall we lift him up?
Better not.
Why not?
We may hurt him again. Let's call 120 for help.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Did you hear the news?
What was it?
There was an earthquake in a town among the mountains. Nobody died, but more than 10 people got hurt badly.
That's really bad.
Let's have a safety test. What should we do if we're inside when an earthquake happens?
Stand near the window and jump out of the building.
No, we can't. We should stay away from windows and heavy furniture. We can hide under a table. Did you hear the news?
What was it?
There was an earthquake in a town among the mountains. Nobody died, but more than 10 people got hurt badly.
That's really bad.
Let's have a safety test. What should we do if we're inside when an earthquake happens?
Stand near the window and jump out of the building.
No, we can't. We should stay away from windows and heavy furniture. We can hide under a table.
听短文，回答下面四个问题，选择正确答案。短文读两遍，你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面四个小题。
Swimming is very popular in summer. People like swimming in summer because water makes people feel cool. If you like swimming and swim in a wrong place, it may not be safe. These years more than 10 people died while they were swimming in the water and most of them were young students. But some people are still not careful in swimming. They often think they swim so well that nothing can happen to them. They died because they were not careful when swimming. Summer is coming again. Remember to be careful when you go swimming. Don't get into water when you are alone. Swim with friends or parents. If there is a no swimming sign, don't get into water either. When you meet danger in the water, please shout for help loudly. If you remember these tips,Swimming will be safer. Swimming is very popular in summer. People like swimming in summer because water makes people feel cool. If you like swimming and swim in a wrong place, it may not be safe. These years more than 10 people died while they were swimming in the water and most of them were young students. But some people are still not careful in swimming.They often think they swim so well that nothing can happen to them. They died because they were not careful when swimming. Summer is coming again. Remember to be careful when you go swimming. Don't get into water when you are alone. Swim with friends or parents. If there is a no swimming sign, don't get into water either. When you meet danger in the water,Please shout for help loudly. If you remember these tips, swimming will be safer.
五，听短文，填表格。根据短文内容，写出下面表格中所缺信息，每空一词。短文读三遍，你将有20秒钟的时间阅读表格内容。
People all think home is a safe place. But in fact, many serious accidents happen in our homes because of our careless mistakes. So we must remember the importance of being careful though we are in our safe homes. Here are some tips for you. First, keep the floor dry so that you won't fall. Don't stand on chairs without another person's help, or you may hurt yourself after falling down from chairs, especially the old.Second, be careful of knives. Many people get hurt in the kitchen. Never touch the broken bottles, windows, and bowls. Glass may cause the most serious cuts. Third, never use electrical appliances in the shower. Dry your hands before you use them, or electricity can hurt you. Fourth, remember to keep children away from hot water, soup, and oil.They are really dangerous. Last, don't open the door for a stranger. You can look through the peephole first before you make the decision. All in all, We should learn to protect ourselves and stay away from danger. People all think home is a safe place. But in fact, many serious accidents happen in our homes because of our careless mistakes. So we must remember the importance of being careful though we are in our safe homes. Here are some tips for you. First, keep the floor dry so that you won't fall. Don't stand on chairs without another person's help, or you may hurt yourself after falling down from chairs, especially the old. Second, be careful of knives. Many people get hurt in the kitchen. Never touch the broken bottles, windows, and bowls. Glass may cause the most serious cuts. Third, never use electrical appliances in the shower. Dry your hands before you use them, or electricity can hurt you. Fourth, remember to keep children away from hot water, soup, and oil. They are really dangerous. Last, don't open the door for a stranger. You can look through the peephole first before you make the decision. All in all, we should learn to protect ourselves and stay away from danger. People all think home is a safe place. But in fact, many serious accidents happen in our homes because of our careless mistakes. So we must remember the importance of being careful though we are in our safe homes. Here are some tips for you. First, keep the floor dry so that you won't fall. Don't stand on chairs without another person's help, or you may hurt yourself after falling down from chairs, especially the old. Second, be careful of knives. Many people get hurt in the kitchen. Never touch the broken bottles, windows, and bowls. Glass may cause the most serious cuts. Third, never use electrical appliances in the shower. Dry your hands before you use them, or electricity can hurt you. Fourth, remember to keep children away from hot water, soup, and oil. They are really dangerous. Last, don't open the door for a stranger. You can look through the peephole first before you make the decision. All in all, we should learn to protect ourselves and stay away from danger.